the feeling is the alert. I'm hoping the European Union leaders finally nailed an unprecedented 1.8 trillion euro budget and coronavirus recovery fund early Tuesday. That's equivalent to $2.1 trillion. The group of 27 nations managed to find unity after days and nights wrangling over money and power in one of their longest summits ever. It lasted 4 days. To help confront the biggest recession in its history, the EU leaders reached a consensus on a 750 billion euro coronavirus fund to be sent as loans and grants to the countries hit hardest by the virus. That comes on top of the seven-year 1 trillion euro EU budget, said French President Emmanuel Macron, quote, "There are 27 of us around the table, and we managed to come up with a joint budget. What other political area in the world is capable of that? None other," he said. Italy is set to receive 209 billion euros. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said that with this, quote, "We have the possibility to relaunch Italy with strength to change the face of the country, and now we must hurry," end quote. Conte must consider matters as small as getting new school desks to replace double and triple desks, and so that students can maintain social distance. More than 35,000 Italians have died of COVID-19. Italy has the fifth highest death toll in the world, and the EU estimates the Italian economy will plunge by 11.2% this year. In the EU as a whole, the virus has killed more than 135,000 people. Advisors to U.S. President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats are set Tuesday to discuss next steps in responding to the coronavirus crisis in the United States. This, as congressional Republicans say they were working on a $1 trillion relief bill. In a meeting at the White House Monday, Republican lawmakers and administration officials said they were making progress towards fresh legislation. This is VOA News. More than 610,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, approximately 141,000 in the United States, and more than 80,000 in Brazil, followed by the UK, then Mexico, then Italy, in the highest number of deaths in the world. The number of infections globally surpasses 14.7 million, more than 3.8 million in the U.S., and more than 2.1 million in Brazil. India, Russia, and South Africa come after, and in that order, with the highest number of cases. Australia's hotspot Victoria State on Tuesday reported 374 new cases of COVID-19, its second highest daily tally, but authorities say that a lockdown in the country's second largest city, Melbourne, is having an impact. Tighter regulations will come into force on the Victoria-New South Wales border on Wednesday. It will only allow border communities to cross for essential work, health, and education reasons. Also, wearing face masks in public areas becomes a mandate Thursday for residents in lockdown regions. Elsewhere in the Asia-Pacific region, a surge of over 37,100 new positive cases in the past 24 hours has taken India's coronavirus caseload higher. It's over 1 million. State governments in India have been ordering focused lockdowns in high-risk areas to slow the spread of infections. And health authorities asked the states to add more labs and enhance existing testing capacity. Nepal will allow both domestic and international flights to resume beginning August 17th. The government hasn't decided yet, though, what types of visitors will be allowed entry and from which countries. And numbers of new cases in China's latest coronavirus outbreak fell on Tuesday, with just 8 reported in the northwestern region of Xinjiang. Another 3 cases were brought from outside the country, according to the National Health Commission, bringing China's total to over 83,600, with more than 4,600 deaths. China responded swiftly to the Xinjiang outbreak by reducing subway, bus, and taxi service, closing some communities, and ordering widespread testing. And there's been encouraging news in the global battle against the coronavirus pandemic with regard to vaccines. A vaccine being developed by Oxford University researchers shows early promise in the fight against the virus. The results found the vaccine generated both antibody and T-cell immune responses, which are hoped to be key to stopping an infection. Chinese researchers also published a study Monday of their own experimental coronavirus vaccine. The study showed modest positive results, and China has approved its use for its own military. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.